Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Hope Dealer. I'm your host, Ari Rose. I hope everyone had an amazing week last week and is excited for a brand new week upon us. I was asked a question on my channel on Instagram. How do I deal with people who have opinions that might hinder what I'm doing? And it's simple. I don't listen to opinions. I don't just take advice from anyone or anything. I'm very particular about the people that I ask for advice from. You see, you can't ask people for advice if they've never been there. It's almost like the analogy of you can't ask people for relationship advice if they're not in a relationship or haven't been in a successful relationship. And every situation is completely different. You know, my dreams might seem so big for somebody else that they're thinking, can you really make it happen? Do you really have what it takes? And that's not a reflection of me. That's a reflection of their belief. So I learned a long time ago to not pay attention to what people have to say or what they think of me, if they believe in me or they don't. That has nothing to do with me. That has everything to do with them, with the way they've been brought up, with the traumas that they may have, with the mentors they may have around them, or people that maybe they don't have anyone to look up to. Everyone's situation is differently, and the worst thing you can do is wait for approval of people or wait for your friends to approve of what you're doing. When I first launched my first business back in 2007, six, I remember asking a couple of my friends, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? And it was like, I wanted to make it perfect for everyone to like what I was doing. But then I ended up creating a look and a feel that wasn't genuine to myself. It was a look and a feel that felt more like other people, not like myself. And as I've moved on, I have created people around me who are knowledgeable in certain fields, like a graphic designer, a marketing person. And then I will create my ideas, put them down and say, this is what I would like to do and this and this and this is why. And then when those people have opinions or want to give me advice back, then I will ask them, why do you think it's better if we do it this way? Can you please explain so I can understand? So I don't just take people's advice. It has to make sense to me. At the end of the day, this is my dream, my life, my journey, and it needs to work for me. I don't want to get caught up in allowing people's inputs or opinions to have so much impact and effect on my life that it puts a pause on what I know I should be doing. So it comes down to A, I think really knowing who you're asking advice for. And I would advise that if you don't have a mentor and you are in business or an entrepreneur or starting a business or thinking about going down a career path, I highly advise for you to look for a mentor. Sometimes these are low-hanging fruits, you know, friends and family that have achieved what you're, you know, the direction that you're going in and have achieved a level of success in that. Sometimes you need to go and reach out and see if someone can connect you with a person that would be a great mentor. And sometimes it's an investment. Sometimes you have to pay certain things, you know, or you pay for seminars and all of that good stuff. So, you know, it really just depends on where you're going in your career or in your life or what type of business you're building and finding somebody who can assist you in reaching smart decisions. Not so much just taking opinions from somebody. Like, I'm not gonna ask if I should invest $500,000 in a company to someone who's never even owned a company or that doesn't know about finances. You know, I'm going to reach out to people who have been in that business, been in that field. I'm going to go talk to a banker. I'm going to go talk to a mentor and talk to a marketing specialist. And, you know, you've got to do the research on what it is and take advice from knowledgeable people, experienced people, successful people, people that have lost and have come back up. Those are the people that you want to learn from, and those are the people you want advice from. But as far as just soliciting opinions from people or just taking it in and saying, oh, well, they said I shouldn't be doing it. Well, so if they tell you not to eat, are you also not going to eat? You know, we have to have our own minds. We got to be smart and knowledgeable in what we're doing and how we go about our ways in life. So if you're one of those people that is always looking for validation, a yes friend, someone to agree with you, you've got to start doing a little bit of work on yourself and start maybe, you know, even, and you know what? Let me be honest. What has helped me a lot in my career and in my success is I've gone to therapy for a long time. I've taken a break the last few months, which I'm, now that I'm talking about it, it's like, oh yeah, I should probably get back in it. But a therapist is really great because they can impact a lot of things that could hinder your growth in your life and relationships and career and all of that, because a lot of us have traumas that we're not even aware that we carry. A lot of us have identity, maybe insecurities or identity issues, or I really dislike putting labels on things. Because I feel like not everything has to be a label. We live in a society that wants to label everything. But, you know, I think we're just human beings and life happens and fear happens and nerves happen. And it's always good to talk to somebody about it. And sometimes we can unpack a lot and even get through some of those fears and anxieties that we might have just by venting and just by letting it out in a safe space and being heard and feeling seen. So, you know, again, when it comes back to how to handle being in business or starting a brand with, while having people's opinions or naysayers go against you, of people that you care about, well, you know, find the right mentors. Take advice from mentors. I have a mentor, Nancy, who lives in San Francisco, and she's gone down the path long before I've gone down the path, and she motivates me and she inspires me, and we check in and she'll say, hey, okay, you've reached this level and now it's time for you to do X, Y, and Z so that you can get to the next level. And how are you going to do that? Let's figure that out. Those are the people that I want advice from. But opinions, I wouldn't let people's opinions hinder you. And I definitely would not allow people's opinions to stop you from even taking the first step. And another thing too is, like, stop waiting for things to be perfect. Stop waiting for the perfection and everything. Nothing's ever going to be perfect. You kind of learn how to perfect your brand or tweak your brand and make it better, or, you know, excel in your career more if you start just applying yourself and start learning and getting the experience. You can't get better if you don't start. So if you're sitting on an idea and you're just procrastinating and you're waiting, you know, you got to be honest with yourself. Is it an excuse that you're making because you're nervous or you're scared? And if so, then, you know, that's okay. But baby, it's time to get moving. If you're waiting to get the yes and the approval from society, it might be a little ugly. You might be sitting there waiting for a long time because you are never going to get the approval of everyone. And honestly, it doesn't even really matter. It's your dream. It's your life. It's your lane. It's your vision. And, you know, you just got to get with it and get to it. Anyways, I hope this podcast has helped you in some sort of way or shed some light. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. Please make sure to subscribe. We are on Spotify and also Apple Podcast, iHeart. It's, you know, we're kind of everywhere. So just subscribe, leave a review, and most importantly, share this with a friend if you feel like they needed to hear these words. Until next week, God bless, and I love you all. Take care. Be safe.